We've got some exciting news for photographers. It's time to share your voice. PPA has launched a survey to learn about the photography equipment you rely on, your outlook on industry trends, and thoughts on the future of photography. To thank you for your time, participants could win one of 15 Visa gift cards, ranging from $50 to $750, with a grand total of $2,000 in prizes. Take the survey now at ppa.com/gear. I'm Pat Miller, and this is the Professional Photographer Podcast. Oh, Nashville. Oh, man. What a fun city. So you're coming to Imaging USA, right? And it's in Nashville this year. And when you're in Nashville, you gotta go out and experience Nashville. But you might be busy the whole time in Imaging USA. So what are you to do? Ha-ha! Imaging has thought about that. And they are inviting Nashville to come to us. At this year's conference, the Listening Room is bringing TLR on the road, meaning singer-songwriters are going to show up at the conference each day. We're going to check in with Chris Blair, who runs the joint, to tell us what can we experience and who are you bringing and what is it like? And then we go into overtime. And I ask him for a little bit more information, like, how do you craft the perfect evening out in Nashville if, you know, you were thinking about taking an extra day like some people that I've heard of are taking an extra day so they can go enjoy the city? It's a fun one. Chris Blair is standing by. We'll talk to him next. Chris, thanks for coming on the Professional Photographer Podcast. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here, and we are so excited to get to Music City for Imaging USA with PPA. And if someone hasn't been to your venue, the Listening Room Cafe, tell us all about it, because we got to find time to check it out.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. The Listening Room, I mean, we're celebrating 20 years pretty soon. So it is a intimate place that we share the stories behind the songs. So you come in, you have dinner and a show, and you get to hear the best songwriters in the world get up on stage and tell a little bit about why they wrote the song, when they wrote the song, how they came up with it, and share it. So it could be something they wrote that day, or most likely a number one hit that you've heard on the radio multiple times.
I can't imagine doing what you're doing, either as a guest or as someone that's working there, and hearing someone talking about how they are so inspired and how this beautiful song came out of them. Does that get distracting after a while, that you just want to sit and listen to them rather than do what you got to do to run the place?
You know, it's funny, after doing this for so long, it's kind of the opposite. I get so numb, if you will, for all the songs. Mm. I hear them so many times, and even new songs that I've never heard of. But Pat, what happens now is that, the cool part about it is we get to hear these songs before anybody else does. So what's happened is those special songs that are getting played for the first time on the stage, those are the moments where I'm walking and I'm busy, and then all of a sudden it stops and I'm like, whoa, what is this? And then, 6 months later, it's put out on radio by Luke Combs or, whoever. So those are the cool moments that, we get to hear when they're kind of testing out the songs and see how people think about them.
I can't help but ask, and I'm sure you get asked all the time, but can you think of one of those moments, like you heard a song for the first time at your place and then it ended up being a mega hit and it caught your attention straight away? Does anything come to mind?
Gosh, there are so many of those. The moment that just popped in my head was several years ago. Chris Stapleton, before the world knew who Chris Stapleton was playing the beginning of the song. I was sitting up in the balcony and just enjoying the show that night. And he stops and he points up at me and he said, "Chris, this one's for you. I know this is your favorite song." And then he goes into, "What are you listening to?" And it was literally, I would say about 4 or 5 months after that he was on the award show with Justin Timberlake, and they did that whole duet, and he absolutely blew up. Of course, we've known him in the industry for years. But that was one of those really special moments that, it was literally months after that. And all of a sudden this is a number one song. Everybody knows it. Everybody's talking about Chris and JT, and is like, Yeah, this is pretty cool.
So if you just felt what I just felt, which was, oh my gosh, that's so cool. You get to experience the listening room at Imaging USA because you're bringing the listening room to Imaging USA with TLR on the road. So tell us about what you're going to do.
Yeah. So we love doing this. So we get to, we're going to bring and share what we do every single night of the week, right down here, downtown Nashville. So we are bringing, three incredible writers, that are going to, put on a show. I'm going to do a little mini podcast. I've got a podcast called Stories Behind the Songs that I put out every Tuesday where I kind of dive deeper into these songs. So we'll do a little bit, a mini version of that, but Emmett Stevens Jr., Adam Hamrick, and Emily Shackleton are all coming. Emmett is a new up and coming artist. He's got a song called I Know a Man that is one of those songs that stopped me in my tracks. He's toured with Low Cash, Josh Turner, Tyler Farr. He's just crushing it. So I'm excited for everybody to see him. Emily Shackleton has written songs for Carly Pierce, Sarah Evans, Cassidy Pope, Lauren Elena, Reba McEntire, Runaway June. There's so many. One of her big hits is Every Little Thing for Carly Pierce was a big number one. So, she'll share those stories. And then Adam Hamrick wrote How Not To for Dan and Shay, Somebody Else Will for Justin Moore, Maddie and Tay, Eli Youngband, Lindsay L. I mean, just, you know, they're all fantastic. So yeah, that's what we're going to get to bring, and glad to be a part of it. And, they're going to steal the show. They're so talented.
That's the neat thing about being in Nashville is that you get to be a part of the scene, and the fact that you're bringing it to us is really going to be awesome. As a music fan, what's it like for the singers and performers in Nashville right now? Is it a promising time? Is it a tough time? How's business?
Man, that's a tough question. You know, it's the music business is tough in general. These writers go into a room every day. This is their job. They get paid to go in and write songs and then, put them out and try to get them cut. And with everything going on in the music industry, it gets harder and harder with things like AI. I mean, just last week we had the first number one song in history that was written by an AI artist. And that bothers me. But, yeah. I love AI. I'm a big fan. I like using tools to be creative, not to be the creation.
Mm.
And that's making the industry pretty tough right now on top of, things like Spotify and, everything else that just saturates the market with hundreds of thousands of songs that get released every single Friday. So,
yeah,
it is uncharted waters right now. Everyone's talking about it, but at least in our space, we're able to still provide that stage for real human beings to come and share their talent and what they work so hard to do. And when you hear the emotion behind the songs from the people who actually wrote them, it truly is a different experience that you have to live to understand.
My wife and I are coming to the conference, and we are purposely adding an extra night to the trip so we can go out and do Nashville right. So as someone that's a part of the scene, what would you recommend? How would you craft the perfect night in Nashville?
Oh gosh, some of my favorites. There is a Mexican restaurant in East Nashville that's off the beaten path called Cinco de Mayo. That is my favorite, kind of local hangout to go. Great food and just a cool hang. My absolute favorite restaurant in town is Luogo. It's in the Gulch, Luogo Italian restaurant. Very, very nice, very good. Of course, the listening room. You have to come to the listening room.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm a little bit older these days, Pat, so I stay off of Broadway, but for tourists, that's pretty much the time that I go is when friends from out of town come. So, it's one of those things that you kind of have to experience. It's just cool to go see all the different bars. And there's music playing in every single one of them. I think one of my favorites down there is John Bon Jovi's. I grew up, you know, with rock and roll, and they have very good talent that isn't just rock, but they'll have country acts too. They have different people playing on each floor, so it's pretty cool. Centennial Park is nice, just to kind of go out and take a walk, see the Parthenon. There's all kinds of fun stuff to do. Nashville is just ever growing, and of course, you know, you guys are doing this at one of the coolest places in town at Gaylord Opryland. So, you know, I mean, you can spend a week just getting lost there, and
yeah, huge.
it is a fun place to go, and we're glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, we're excited that you're going to be there as well. TLR on the road. Chris Blair, thanks for coming on the Professional Photographer Podcast. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Good to see you.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Professional Photographer Podcast. Now help us find you next time by subscribing to the show. If you hit that little subscribe button, we will show up in your feed. Also, leave us a comment and tell us what Chris said that got you excited, or tell us what you thought of the episode. All of your feedback helps us build a better show. One more thing, if you're not yet a member of Professional Photographers of America, you're missing it. PPA offers incredible resources like equipment insurance, top-notch education, and a supportive community of photographers ready to help you succeed. It's perfect for photographers who are serious about growing their business in a sustainable and profitable way. At PPA, you belong here. Discover more about membership at ppa.com. That's ppa.com. I'm Pat Miller, founder of the Small Business Owners Community. I'll see you in Nashville. Thanks for joining us. I'll see you next time. Take care.